today on the homepage, we're going to be talking about the Humboldt County Teen Court. It's administered by teens, for teens who have chosen to have their cases heard by their peers. Teen Court jury training for new teen volunteers, grades 8 through 12, is taking place on Thursday, March 30th at the Boys and Girls Club Teen Center in Eureka. We have Teen Court Director Sasha Marini on the phone today to tell us about the upcoming training. Thanks so much, Sasha. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for talking with us today on the homepage. Tell us about how the Teen Court functions.
Well, we're an after-school service learning program for teens, which includes leadership development, trainings in civic responsibility, and they get mentoring with judges and attorneys while functioning as an actual innovative alternative juvenile diversion program. So we're a real court that's administered by teens for teens who've chosen to have their cases heard by their peers.
So what kind of cases come up at Teen Court?
So we handle a lot of misdemeanor-level cases, so that includes shoplifting, petty theft, some assault and batteries, possession of marijuana, intoxication, graffiti, vandalism, possession of stolen goods, things like that.
So what would be the alternative if a young person didn't choose Teen Court?
So, Teen Court is voluntary, and it's only for those that are eligible, meaning that they're a low-level misdemeanor type offense. And then we only have arrangements with certain referring agencies. So we do have an arrangement with Arcata Police Department Diversion. They can send us cases. If a case came from them, then the alternative would be the traditional probation system. The benefit of choosing Teen Court is if coming from a law enforcement agency, if they successfully complete Teen Court, then their charges are dismissed. Cases can also come from schools who we have partnerships with. We do have a strong partnership with Eureka City Schools, particularly Eureka High. And those cases come to us in lieu of suspension or expulsion. So youth and families are choosing Teen Court versus getting, you know, pushed out of school and getting behind in their studies or, being on the verge of expulsion. We also have an arrangement with probation themselves for certain cases that we handle, and I'm not sure how you would describe the alternative at that point, because if you're being handled by probation, that might be kind of the end game. So
I see. So what do you think the benefit is of this peer-to-peer Teen Court experience for the defendant and also the jurors and the teen attorneys?
Well, we hear a lot of talk about peer pressure, and often that's in regards to negative peer pressure, pressuring people to make bad decisions and things like that. But that also works in the reverse. Positive peer role modeling is shown again and again in our courtroom, where youth are coming together and talking about what's important to them and making serious contemplations on what should happen to this youth who's made a mistake, who's made a bad choice, broken the law. And we have about a 10% return rate of those youth after they come through our program continue to volunteer because they've found something that's interesting. They have a chance to serve on someone else's jury and make a difference in someone else's life. And a lot of kids in our community want to make a difference and contribute to the community in a positive way. And this is a really great venue for that, where the youth are in leadership positions, really empowered to make those decisions and model for each other what other students can attain. So there's some really great cross-pollination that happens in our program, and we do see a lot of success.
It sounds like it. I mean, if you have 10% coming back and participating, it definitely sounds like a positive experience and turning a bad situation into something really beneficial and, you know, giving people a sense of power.
So, yeah, and I think youth in our community and elsewhere, they often aren't put into positions where they are responsible and having to make some really critical decisions. And so when you really ask them to step up, they meet that challenge more often than not.
Wow, it sounds like it. So how do your teen attorneys prepare for these trials?
So every volunteer that works with us goes through a jury training, which we do have coming up on March 30th. And that's a two-hour training, and that's for everyone to just kind of learn about the basic principles of our program. And then we ask all of the new volunteers to serve at least two times on the jury as a starting point before they branch out into the other positions, such as attorney, clerk, or judge. Now, if you become an attorney, we give you an added two-hour training, either one-on-one or in a group environment. And the trainings are done by the youth themselves. More experienced youth are teen court leaders. So again, they're in those leadership roles where they are, it's not just us adults training new incomers, it's the youth themselves. So they do a two-hour training, we give them their first case, they are matched up with a mentor attorney, an adult, a real-life attorney who volunteer with our process, and we have a pool of about 18 mentor attorneys that come from all different backgrounds in the law here in our in Humboldt. So and then they just step up and take on their first case.
Wow, that's really impressive. It's good to hear that you've got such a great cadre of adult support too, and professional support for the teen attorneys. So
yeah, it really gives youth an opportunity to think about future educational or professional opportunities, either in the social services field or the legal field. Or, you know, some of our students, they're not even interested in being lawyers, but they have great public speaking skills, but because they're into acting, things like that. So there's really something for everyone, you know, if they're interested in the caring profession, that really comes through at teen court. It's not just the legal field that youth can benefit from the process.
Oh, that's fascinating. So if you're interested in social work, performance, public speaking, as well as law, it's a good experience then.
Yeah, absolutely. Like during the youth court session, youth utilize empathy, critical reasoning. They use collaborative skills in jury deliberation to like assist that youth in need. And they see how volunteerism and effort can really lead to future opportunities.
Well, thanks for taking on such a worthwhile program. How long has teen court been going on in Humboldt County?
Yeah, so we are a program of the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, proudly, and we are in our 16th year of service. So we've been around for 16 years, which is really awesome.
Have any of the young people that have been involved in teen court gone on to have careers in law?
Yeah, as I understand it, several have. And I think one of them has recently moved back and started law practice with his father here locally. I wasn't around when that youth came through and volunteered with our program, and I haven't had a chance to reach out to him, so I don't want to name his name, but
I think I might know who it is.
Yeah. Oh, do you? Well, awesome. Yeah. Well, you can say.
No, I mean, I'm not sure. But,
Well. And I mean, our youth go on to all kinds of interesting backgrounds. And there was a, we also collaborate with AFS foreign exchange students. And one year we had a young woman student from Ghana, and her participation volunteering with Teen Court and training to become an attorney, she went back to Ghana, and once she graduated from high school, she got on track with becoming a lawyer and went to school for that and is now a practicing lawyer in Ghana. So that's a really cool story, too, and how we affected
that's a very broad before. Ripple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Sasha, what you've got a training coming up on March 30th. Can you give us some details? So if there are any young people listening or their parents are listening, they can find out how to sign up for and participate in Teen Court.
Yeah, so the training's for 8th to 12th graders, and it's a two-hour training. It's on a Thursday, 4:15 to 6:15 on March 30th. At the Boys and Girls Club Teen Center here in Eureka. And if anyone's interested that is an 8th to 12th grader, they can call our office to reserve a spot. Our number is 444-0153, or they can email us at our email, which is hcteencourt@bgcredwoods.org. Or you can find us on the web. We have a website under the Boys and Girls Club, or our website address is hcteencourt.org.
Thank you so much.
And again, the training is led by the youth. I and the Teen Court coordinator do a couple components, but mostly it's, again, that peer-to-peer sharing and mentoring and leadership that happens during the training. And they'll get a sample case and go through deliberating and coming up with an appropriate sentence for that sample case. They'll also get some training on some of our core principles, which is restorative justice, anti-oppression, trauma-informed approach, and things like that.
Well, thanks so much, Sasha. We're out of time now. We really appreciate you coming on the show, and best of luck with this upcoming training. Stay tuned. We have the Cosmic Calendar with Selina Rain. She's going to tell us what's in the stars for this first week of spring.